like well, to have see... breakfast, but sometimes it's just no time from McDonald's.
All right, Void.
No. Yeah.
On your road, you are traveling down the road. You're trying to be quiet, but...
Someone's just laid rubber ducks all over the road.
No, you're trying to be quiet, but you keep accidentally landing on, like, these piles of rocks that just go crunch every so often, and you're just really frustrated because the path isn't helping you out. And you're not finding the right spots to step in because they're hidden beneath a little layer of sand or dirt, and you're just like, fuck, 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 the whole way. Give me a perception check.
All right, well, that might be passable. That's a 13 if the sheet is right.
All right. As you're coming up near the bend, you can hear a group of people headed your way. You can hear them. You can hear the talking, and one of them saying, "Hey, I think I heard something ahead. Let's go."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything to hide behind nearby?
There's like plenty of boulders.
All right. Cool. He's gonna get behind one of them as quick as he can, to where it hides him from the path and the bend.
All right, give me a stealth check.
Okay, great.
It's your last chance.
The fuck is this? Oh, that's a 10. Okay, so that is 15.
All right, let me make some rolls.
Not 20, not 20.
Wait, actually, this sheet does have a problem. I didn't have my proficiency bonus up to 3. That's supposed to be a 10, so 16, not a 15, if that makes any difference.
It doesn't. Alright, you shoot behind the boulder as a couple of figures come running around the corner, and one goes, "Over there, behind that rock."
Well...
And the other one says, "Come out. We know you're there." Nice. And what do you do?
You know what? I'm gonna do something kind of funny, actually. I'm gonna pop out from behind it, cast spike growth underneath him, and just go back behind the rock.
Okay, let's lay out a platform for this.
While you do that, I'm gonna rebind my key so I don't have just V for voice chat.
Oh yeah, I forgot to put that on.
Yeah, I'm just gonna set it to Alt instead. Alt doesn't cause any problems.
Is your figure still on the board?
It should be. Did it get lost somewhere?
It's on his table.
Oh yeah, here he is.
I've seen it earlier.
So you're on this side.
Oh, okay. So would I be here?
You'd be behind that one or that one, whichever you want.
I'll be behind this one because it gives me range, and I'm a ranger, so that's good. So what I was saying is going to happen is he's going to peek around the rock, and he's just going to cast spike regrowth right in between them. I'm starting to see the problem with using all.
What is the range on the spike growth?
150 feet.
No, the area of effect.
It's a 20-foot radius from right here.
The Wise Glade, don't you have the marker that we use for spike growth with attack lock?
That's what I'm pulling up.
I don't know what button to set to voice chat.
Ping where you cast the spell.
Sorry, I was trying to fix it. It won't let me use the button. But yeah, it's right here. Right between them.
Alright.
And that's specifically if they move, they take damage.
Alright, and I guess I need you to roll initiative now.
Yep. Alright, that wasn't too bad. That is 3. So, no, not 3, that's my bonus, sorry. 15.
Okay, so you got a 15 initiative, and yeah, I'm pretty sure your dex is higher than these guys. So, yeah, one goes first. Then you, then 2.
Alright.
And he moves there. How much does he take for 3 movements in the...
Alright, let me check.
Also, spike growth counts as difficult terrain.
It's 2d4 piercing for every 5 feet they travel within the circle.
And it counts as difficult terrain?
Yes.
I need to redo that.
Also, they can't perceive that the ground is spike growth. Unless they make a wisdom perception check against my spell save.
Oh, they fucking nailed that. These bastards.
And I think they have to use an action for that anyway, so.
So two movements, because that was all he could make.
So he's going to take 44. All right, that's 9 damage.
All right, he goes through and goes, shit, fuck, ass, careful, it's spiked. And it's your turn, Yumi.
Out of character, Yumi learns how to talk again and goes, screw you, the ground's spiky anyway, it's rocks. No, but no. All right, so Yumi is just going to... If I shoot from... No, wait, I can't shoot from here, right?
Yeah, you can. Why couldn't you?
Well, I was assuming it would be a disadvantage since there's kind of a rock in the way.
Oh, no, the rock ain't that tall. You can stand up and shoot over it easy.
Oh, okay. In that case, I am going to...
It's a partial cover, not a full cover.
I am just gonna... I don't know why my thing unclicked. I'm just gonna take some pot shots at him. Or a pot shot? I forget if I can...
I have one or two.
The one that moved, I'm gonna start shooting at.
Oh, I moved the wrong one.
Alright, yeah, I can take 2 shots, and once per turn I can add 1d8, and then I have... I'm forgetting everything about this character because it's been a while. Alright. Oh wait, that's right. My ranged weapon attacks ignore half cover and 3/4 cover too.
No, I was saying you had full cover.
Oh, I have full cover.
You had partial cover. Excuse me. Okay. The boulder is a partial cover, not a full cover, which means you can shoot over it. That's what I was trying to say.
Alright. I'm going to take a -5 penalty to my first attack roll so that I can get a possible +10 if it hits from sharpshooter.
Okay.
So that's going to be +4 instead of +9. So that one didn't hit.
No.
But I have an extra attack, so I'm going to do it again. Okay, that's a 22 to hit.
That one will hit.
So this is going to be +10 aside from my bonuses. Then I'm going to roll a d6, and I'm going to choose to add my d8 to this damage.
Okay.
If I can find my d8. I don't think I have a metallic d8. One sec.
No, apparently you do not.
Or a d6. What the heck? Someone's been stealing my dice.
It's probably Flint.
Shut the fuck up. I have my own dice. I got no need for that petty dice.
It's 8 plus 10, which is 18, and then I have my bow bonus, which is... That is plus 4, so that's 18, 22.
22 damage?
Yep.
Alright, your first arrow sails a bit high, so you pull up your second one, you're like, alright, and you aim down a little bit lower, and it just slams straight into it.
Alright. And, can I use my movement to crouch down behind the rock?
I mean, you can, but if you're looking to make a defensive action, that's a full action on its own.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, in that case, then, never mind. I'll just stay where I am.
Alright. And then the other guys. Also, I need you to roll the damage for 2 movements in.
Alright, so that's 44.
Man, you trapped these guys good.
I didn't mean to do that. The original was 12 damage. I'm having a lot of trouble finding a push-to-talk button.
Okay, so 12 damage.
All right. Yep.
I use tab, because in the worst-case scenario, you just ping something.
All right, at the end of that one, we're going to pause the combat for a moment. Tackluck, you hear the sounds of combat behind you from the direction that the cultists ran. You're still standing there with Nyx. What do you do?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Again, in a second. So we still have another short rest, so I gotta figure out... Because at this point, I can only cast cantrips and, like, 3 level 1 spells and level 2. So, shit.
You can hear some fighting. Down the way. Not too far. You think if you really took off, you could probably get there very quick.
Oh, no, that's not... That's not the question. It's more, and the question is, do I want to go there to help in the fight or to potentially watch someone die?
The first question is, you hear combat, but you don't know who's in combat.
Yeah. Either way, Takla's going to wild shape into, well, one of two insects. It's either going to be a dragonfly. Currently need your ruling on that. As far as the only entry I can find in for a dragonfly is listening as a CR2, but I mean, it's for an older version of the game. There's like a B's CR0, so...
It's too small.
For what? Wild shape?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I specifically looked this shit up before I said any of this, man.
Your level?
At any level, there's CR0 and considered tiny creatures. There's no restriction on tiny for wild shape.
Okay, that's the 3.5 thing that's bleeding in then. What's the, I mean, what is maximum CR you can turn?
Right now it's a CR half, which, like I said, if the dragonfly I found was for an older version, so it calls it challenge rating 2, or not challenge, not challenge rating, but just challenge 2. I can send you the link for it, as well as for a B I had found. Like I said, either one works. It's just the dragonfly is faster.
It would have to be a CR half. I'm not gonna let you jump over that. But for a dragonfly to be CR2, that's weird.
Dude, just shapeshift into a pet rock. You'll never know.
It was probably like a giant dragonfly or something like that.
No, it's just standard. Hold on a second.
They also had a lot of different stuff in 3.5. CR2 probably meant a lot less than it means now. I mean, I'm just kind of talking out of my butt here because I have no idea what 3.5 is like, but that's my guess.
The challenge rating wasn't too different from 3.5 to this.
Well, dragonfly stats to you, Gulay.
Do you know what
that is? Not what you think it is. That is not what you think it is. That is not the insect.
That might explain it.
Joke's on you. It's a goblin war machine.
It's a bugs with dragon blood in it. It's not.
Yeah, that actually makes more sense.
The bee, however, that's more accurate.
Yeah, I was going for the dragonfly mostly because I looked up what the fastest flying insect was, and it's a dragonfly.
But at the same time, bee luck.
You might be better off turning into a little bird.
I was going for lack of visibility. Fuck it, hummingbird. Might not be the fastest, but at least be, you know, stealthy and able to zip about, so.
I think a hummingbird still has a movement of, like, 40.
I'll look up the stats quick.
For flying.
Silence ensues.
Well, that's because I was looking up, hummingbird stats, and it's like, I found one that I would love to use, but, I'm going to have to get Galay's approval first, because just look at the fly speed. I don't think it's actually going to work, so I'll keep looking.
Yeah, that's a 3.5 rule. But as far as if you're looking at movement speed, yeah, that's a bit much. 120 is a bit much.
Jesus, 120?
Yeah, like I said, I'd love it, but I knew it wasn't going to happen. Nah, I think...
I'm going to rule that a hummingbird has movement speed of about 50 max flight.
Yeah, I'd say that's reasonable. So, yeah. Attack buckle, we'll just go to next.
Hide well!
Pop and take off his hummingbird towards the noise.
Okay, so you're going to head towards the noise, and Nyx is actually going to stealth and follow behind you.
Alright.
I'll offer that separately. Okay, she's fine. All right. As you fly over, you can see what you think is Yumi shooting off arrows at the two patrolmen that took off ahead, that went off to continue looking around. What do you do?
Takluck takes a seat on a branch and waits.
So you're just You're just going to watch you and me fight?
Oh, yeah, no. Attack luck, at this point, attack luck is not going to be much of much use. Not going to be able to really cast anything that would help him out too much. And kind of not doing... I mean, he's doing okay on health now, but it's...
All right.
Melee is not his strong suit.
You are within range. Within one round, should you desire it, you can enter combat.
Right.
And with that, we will move back to the combat. And top of the initiative is another two movements in the horrid zone of death.
Actually, Galay, which direction one of the attack block flown in from?
You're coming in behind the cultist.
Okay. All right, that was 7 damage.
All right, and it is your turn.
All right, cool. Second verse, same as the first. I'm going to take a shot at that guy and then do another shot. Sorry about the line.
Same guy?
Yep, the guy who just moved forward.
All right.
I think this die is cursed or something. It hasn't rolled above 10.
Oof.
And you're doing the minus 5?
I didn't actually say it first on this one, which you're supposed to, so I'm going to assume that it was not with the minus 5. That's a plus 9. That's a 15 to hit.
You still missed.
It missed?
Yeah.
I can't tell what you just said. You were very quiet.
You missed.
Okay, sorry. And then the second shot will go to the same guy. I need to start using that one. Alright, and I forgot to say the minus 5 thing again, so that's just...
21?
Yeah, 21.
That will hit.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna roll my 2 dice. Alright, that's 7 plus 4, so that's 11 damage.
11 damage.
And there's nothing else I can do, so that's my turn.
Alright. Once again, your arrow... But this time, instead of flying off too high, it goes into the ground right in front of him. And you're like, shit, too low. I said, you raise your bow and get him again in the other...
This guy's taking a lot of damage.
And the other one makes it out with only one movement in the...
Well, he only takes 6.
Not sure if you were there for them. It's not the standard cultist that would fire beams all day. Alright, and top of the initiative is... Once again, the armored figure. Mike, did you want to step in? Is Tackluck still watching?
Oh, he's going to watch until... Let's put it this way. Tackluck will sit here and watch until either his wild shape runs out and I think it's not... an hour. Or wait, does it?
No, does it have duration?
Yep, that's right. We discussed this before. So he's going to sit there until Yumi dies, basically. Or, you know, specifically drops to 0 hit points, then pop in and heal him and be like, all right, let's come on. All
right. And
I forgot
two more...
about my plus 2 to attacks from archery. God damn it.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah. All
right. In 2 more rounds, Nyx will arrive to the scene. Tackluck made it first because he's a fucking bird. And he runs closer to you. It is your turn.
Alright. Yumi is going to start moving now because he's realizing they don't have range. So what he's going to do is this. This is not him running from the combat, by the way. I want to make that clear now.
That's fine.
I think that's all my movement. 60. I think I just have normal movement. So, yeah. I'm going to go this far away. I should still be in range of the spike growth, if it even matters, because it's 150.
I don't think you're in range of that.
I moved 60 from here. It's about... 1 second. Nope, this is only 120 feet. Because if you look, I just moved 60. If you measure, that's about
like
13 on the ruler. The same in the other direction is 13 to this.
So it's 100, you're 130 away.
Yep, still going. Even if it doesn't matter, because he'll never be in it again.
Yeah, no.
If only someone would appear and draw them back into the spike growth.
I don't know who you're talking about. There's only you, these cultists, and the birds.
I didn't mention any names. I just said someone.
All right. So what are you doing after you move? Or did you double move back?
Yeah, that was a dash. Okay. Make sure, actually.
All right. No, it's only rogues. Right. Yeah, only rogues get the dashes.
I was also making sure I didn't, for some reason, have above 30 movement.
I don't know why I moved the second one, but they're running at you.
So, is it my turn again?
Yes, it is your turn.
All right, let's go for the two shots. And this time, what?
You're good. I just remembered why I moved them both. It's because they're back to back.
Yeah. So, now I'm. Oh, someone got disconnected. Now I'm going to.
We do lost. The
minus five.
Flint. Minus five, okay.
All right, that's a 15.
That will miss.
And that's an 18.
That will also miss. Welcome back, Flint.
They have more than 18 AC?
Yep, they're in full plate armor, bud.
I thought wasn't full plate 18?
19.
That's not good.
These guys are the elites of the cultists, so... All the peons were sent back with the rest of the group.
Well, that's great.
So, your first arrow misses, and your second arrow, you line it up on him, but then he raises his gauntlet and it deflects off the heavy.
Oh no, he's an edgelord too.
Yep. Which goes back to their turn. And Nyx will arrive on the next.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to move 30 feet and then.
And also, yes, technically full plate is 18 armor, but there's other things in play.
Oh. I'm just going to. I wanted to save my second spell slot, the last one I have, but I'm going to dispel spike growth and recast it.
Oh. Okay, where are you putting it?
There. You know what? Actually, wait. There. Because he's going to have to move through it eventually, so let's just get maximum damage out of this now.
Alright. He walks through, goes, ah, shit, fuck. Go around, it's the same thing again.
The problem is, they don't know where to go around.
The second one's going to try and figure that out next round. Go ahead and roll damage for two movements in the spec growth. Two movements.
Oh, right, two. I'm going to leave those two alone and roll these two, then. 10 damage.
All right, as the second one goes through, he gets stabbing into the spikes, and then he walks straight into one that goes straight through his plate armor and into his heart, and he just slumps over.
The other guy can't see it yet, so he just sees him stop moving and kind of slump forward in midair.
What's the DC for the...
I'll check. Spike? It's a perception, I think.
Yes. What's your spell DC?
That is 14.
Okay. Okay, yeah. He succeeds. All right. That was the action to spot it. So he's going to go around the death trap.
Then he's in for a bad surprise. We're playing this game.
Actually, you can still do your move, but before you make your action. Mm-hmm. On the other guy's turn, his eyes open, and now they're like a greenish-purple energy, and he slides himself off the spike and stands straight up and looks towards you.
Are they undying? Is that what's going on here?
Everybody else is pretty real. He's pretty sick of these guys.
Yeah, after this fight, you understand why Tacklock's like, I just don't have the magic to help, man.
I'm just gonna... No, minus five. I'm gonna use both my shots on the guy that just stood back up.
Okay.
So those are supposed to be plus 11, not 9. I was forgetting my archery fighting type. So actually, that's... What?
They yeah. Don't need to roll damage.
It's going to be 1d6 yeah. plus 4.
You don't need to roll your damage. Not for this. The arrow slams one through his eye, one through his chest, and then he falls back and then disintegrates into dust.
Yumi's gonna look over at the other guy now.
I think you're the first person to actually hit them when they go into that state.
And I like to imagine that just now when he did those two attacks, it was less than, oh yeah, let's finish this, more than, oh god, what the heck? No, no, no!
Alright, and we move on. That guy is officially... Other one is now in a... He's actually going to start using his double move. I totally didn't forget they could do that or anything.
Damn it.
Double shoot. You know what? Actually, first, I'm going to use my bonus action. Because the extra attack doesn't use that up, I am going to dissipate spike growth now that Zombie Man is disintegrated into ash. And I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on this guy. Hooray! So now, on top of the other things I get to roll an extra d6 if I ever hit him. And then I'm going to use my action to do both my attacks.
Alright. Make your roll.
Real quick, can you copy this d6 for me? I might not hit him this turn, but I still want to have the d6 ready. I'm going to do both with no minus 5. Alright, that's a miss and I think a hit with a plus 11.
Yes. Miss and a hit.
Alright, so I'm going to roll my 2d6 because of Hunter's Mark. And also, I'm going to add my Colossus Slayer damage so I can add another 1d8 onto that.
Alright. Your first one, you're still in panic mode from seeing a man raised from the dead. And you fire it off and it just went a little wide. You're like, okay, calm down. Now, what's the damage on the second?
Well, I tell you if it would let me do this. Should I take that or should I reroll that?
I think you should reroll that. That was weird. I saw what happened. There we go. 14 on dice.
That's funny. That's exactly what the other one was, just with different numbers. So yeah, it's 14 piercing damage. Unless Hunter's Mark does different damage.
No. Well, actually...
No, it's just an extra 1d6. So yeah, it's all piercing.
Don't you add your dex modifier to that?
He does.
Oh, right! It's plus... what was it plus, actually? Oh yeah, that's right, because I have something that adds to damage. It's plus 2, plus 2, so it's plus 4.
And plus 3 from your dex?
Wait, is my dex 3? God damn it, my sheet's wrong on Google. That. Okay, it's 5, then. It's plus 5.
So 19 damage total.
Yes, sorry about that.
He gets right up in your face. But because he double moved, you can't attack. So your turn.
Okay, so I have a question. Would you make me use an action to switch out for my melee weapon?
Not if you drop your bow.
Alright, Yumi's gonna drop his bow and pull out his short swords.
Okay.
And I'm going to use an action to, what's the name of the one that's just, they have to have disadvantage? Is it dodge? Wait, what's it called? There's an action you can take that's... Mike, do you remember the name of the action you can ready that just gives disadvantage on an attack made against you?
I think that's a fighter thing.
Yeah, I think
no, no, there's a general action you can take that does something like that.
Not that I'm aware of.
I think it's like take defensive stance. But I still think that might be a fighter thing.
Yeah, that's riposte for fighters. I don't know of any standard action that can do that. I know you can if you can back up by disengaging and they won't get a advantage for an attack.
Nope, there's a dodge action. When you take the dodge action, well, god damn it. When you take the dodge action, you... I can't read this because my voice chat button is here. I'm just going to send this to Mike.
Or send it to Glay.
Yeah, sending it to me might be a better option.
I meant Glay. I wasn't thinking. It's in the list, dodge.
Okay, yeah, I see. You're good. You going to make a dodge action?
Yeah.
All right. Does he need your turn? It's his turn, and he's going to draw his long sword at disadvantage, of course. He hits.
Did he roll two crits?
No, he rolled the exact same thing on both dice, though.
Yeah, he probably passed a 16 anyway.
Yeah. You take 5 points of damage as he buries his sword into your thigh with a quick thrust as you were trying to dodge away.
So he tickled the ranger.
Hey, he rolled a 17 on his attacks and then a 1 on the damage dice.
Now, if I understand dual wielding, I can hit with both, but the second one's a disadvantage.
Do you have a feat for dual wielding?
He's a ranger. Don't they innately get a feat for dual wielding?
He took the archery one instead.
Okay, then, yeah, I think it's the offhand has disadvantage on attack, if I remember right.
But I don't have to, but that's just included as part of the attack.
I think both attacks are made a disadvantage, aren't they? No, they don't.
In 3.5, both attacks were made with disadvantage if you didn't have a feat or a skill or had training in it, but this is 5e, so I'm not...
Okay, I get it now. I have to use a bonus action to use my off.
Okay. And it's at disadvantage, is it?
I believe so, yes. It's bonus action, and it doesn't use your ability modifier. So using my bonus action, I can take an attack with my offhand weapon. And it just doesn't get the ability modifier bonus to the hit. And also... Would that count as an attack? No, that isn't an action. That's right, never mind. So I'm going to take technically 3 attacks, 2 with the main hand because of extra attack, and then the bonus action attack. All right, one of those definitely misses, and I believe the other 2 are plus 6.
Okay, 2 of them. When you attack an attack with a light weapon, you're using short swords, they are light weapons.
Yeah.
Bonus action. Yeah. Okay, so there's no disadvantage involved here. It's just you don't get the...
Yeah.
Okay, what was the attack rolls?
The attack rolls were... Let me make sure it was plus 6. Yep, so that is a miss, and a hit, I believe, because I have a 24 and then 2 things that are 18 and below. Unless this guy doesn't have 19 AC.
The first two are...
18... Regular? And 22, and they're all melee attacks.
Okay, the only one that doesn't get your ability modifier is the bonus action one.
I was going to use the third die as the one.
Which one's the third die?
This one.
Okay.
Oh,
so
well, I didn't mean to do that, but you saw it.
It was a 10. So the 10 was the third die?
Yeah.
Yeah, then the other two hit.
I go from left to right.
The other two hit, that one missed.
Oh, okay.
Because you have a plus 11. Oh, no, you don't have plus 11, you have plus 9.
I have plus 6 on melee. I have a bunch of feats that affect my bow hits. This is plus 6, so it's a 22 and an 8.
Armed short swords, dex weapons. I mean, armed short swords, finesse weapons, so you can use your dex.
Well, yeah, my strength and dex are the same. I have features that give me bonuses to hit with the bow, including sharpshooter.
Okay, yeah, in that case, only one of them hit. You are correct. Not used to having a measure of a melee on you.
That's alright. Me neither.
It's all good.
Oh, that was almost a 6. Technically it's 6 total, but...
Okay, so you come in and you just come in a swinging. Your first hit misses. second hit grabs him on the side as he's ducking away, and your third missed, he was able to bend out of the way from. So he takes 6 damage from that hit.
This isn't looking.
It's his turn. Does a 16 hit?
That matches AC, so if that hits for you, it hits.
Yeah, it does. This time you take 10 damage as he gets a good cling on your shoulder.
Well, it's my turn, and you know how it goes. I'm going to roll again. And this time I'm going to line them up so it's easier to tell which one is the third. I think they all miss.
They do. So you come in for a mad flurry of swish, swish, swish. And he manages to dip out of the way of every single... At this point, Nyx shows up.
Wait, wasn't Nyx... she supposed to show up?
Yes, she was. She was. She was. I just remembered.
To be fair, you guys did also move the fight, so...
She gets here, and she sees you over there in trouble.
We'll say if Techbuck sees Nyx preparing to cast a spell, he's going to fly over and peck her on the head. Try and give her the hint of hold off.
Nyx has some mad movement. She can cover some range. But that's as far as she can get, so top of the other armor figure. Ooh, he misses. Easy. Comes in for a real powerful swing, seeing that you're starting to feel the weight of the fight. And you just barely managed to duck out of the way as he swings his longsword across for your turn.
I also forgot, Colossus Slayer isn't just bows. I can add 1d8 to any weapon damage, so I've missed out on a d8 of damage.
Oof. You won't need more, though. Your turn.
You know, if I hit, then I'm going to try 3 times again. One of these has to hit a 20 eventually. But for now, I'm just going to be screwed.
It's going to hit a 19, not a 20. But no.
I'll miss. This is fun. It sure is fun playing this team game with my team.
What are you talking about? Just... half your team's just sitting here watching you get your ass kicked. We're here for moral support.
You swing your sword several times, but you're still off balance from dodging that heavy blow before. It's his turn.
No, it's Nyx.
We hold back it
to get there, but now you have advantage.
Alright, cool.
But it's not your turn. I believe that will hit. That's over a 20.
Yeah, it's going to hit. I totally have a 16 AC.
And you take 11 points of damage as he gets another strong blow in on you. To be fair, this was a 1v2 fight from the start, and you're doing fantastic.
Yeah, at first, and then he remembered that he could run, and I was screwed. Well, here we go again. But with advantage now, can you copy all 3 of these, please? And of course, top and bottom are the same ones, so... We have one that hits, two that hit. Two that hit, because this one.
It's only plus three.
So no, that one misses by 1 again. But it's fine. So I'm going to add a d8 to one of these, and then both of them get plus 3. So it's already a minimum of 9 damage, but we'll see. That's 9 plus 3 for each, so that's
15.
15 slashing damage.
Okay, you go through and you manage to sling a big gash across the stomach, come back forward and get across his throat, and as you come in for the third attack, he's already falling and it just hits the ground as you miss over his head.
Alright.
He's on the ground.
Is it technically my turn again, since this turn I don't?
It goes to Nyx's turn, who can't do anything. And then he stands back up and looks at you, Void. You can see that greenish-purple synergy engulf his blade and become like a phantom version of a much larger.
Well, bad news for him. I'm gonna just rapid slash him.
It's his turn still. He's attacking.
What's that? Oh, he's attacking. Great.
Yeah.
Oh. Take his action to revive.
No. Unfortunately not. He hit a 17 on the dice. This is the part that hurt. You take 13 points of damage as this massive blade of energy just goes cutting straight through you. What happens, though, is you don't see any physical scars. It's like it cuts through, and then you have a massive pain in your head. It's all psychic damage.
Well, it's a good thing that damage types don't mean too much outside of weaknesses. Well, I still have advantage, and I'm still going to try to
cut his... Oh, he falls into dust after the attack.
Really? So it's just one turn?
Outside of the character, basically what that mechanic is they stand back up with one HP, they get one more attack, and then they die. It's a weaker version of the Half-Orc's ability. But that one attack hits like a fucking truck.
Well, even before that one attack, I was still bleeding heavily because I was already missing half of my health. I'm about a little bit under a third right now. Or Nick's, just about a third.
Nick sees you wobbly on your feet, goes over there, gives you support, and helps you head down the trail. But combat is over.
While we do there. That, I'm going to cast a single instance of level 1 cure wounds on myself. Sorry about the lines. I'm trying to use tab as voice chat.
But combat's over. Takla, you just saw him basically 1v2 these elite cult.
Because he was as soon as the guy died and stayed dead, Takla would have taken off flying towards where he left, or towards the direction that he knew Alton and your unit were going.
Okay, he won't stop.
Nyx is helping you move over. She's trying to wave down Takluck. She sees him sitting on the branch. And while they do that, we'll cut to the rest of Alex and Flint.
Wait, Alex, I didn't do shit. Stuff?
Holy shit. What?
You guys
really
are currently walking with the other cultists headed towards the city. And you guys have been exchanging banter the whole way. And you get to the city gates. And you all come in. And the guy who goes with you is like, look, you guys had a hard time out there. We could clearly see it. He points to all your cuts and wounds. And you guys go get some rest. We'll take these guys over. And you owe us lunch. How's that sound?
All good here.
Yeah, that works for me.
He's like, all right. We'll see you in the cafeteria in, 2 hours, I guess. Don't you dare back out of this. And they go off with the...
Before they would walk off, they know that this is our first time being here, right?
No.
So they think...
They don't know you.
Okay.
This is a big city.
They think we're cultists.
Well, we have no fucking clue where the cafeteria is.
We don't need to know where the cafeteria is.
Do you want to
tell I don't plan on showing up for lunch.
So you're a dick.
These are cultists.
Okay.
What are you doing, man?
They're trying to kill us.
Doesn't mean they're bad people.
Okay, so what do you want to do before they walked away? Amen?
Ask them where the cafeteria is at. They're like, hey, not really too well known with the city, and just ask them where.
Like he kind of looks at you like, oh, right, yeah, we were expecting a couple of new people today. All right, first you need to check in with the main office, which is that temple over there. And they will give you directions you need. Don't be late. And he walks back.
All right.
So you guys are left alone, unattended, in a cultist city. You have 3 party members missing. What do you do?
I say let's get acquainted with the city, see if we can find any shop.
You're just going to explore the city?
Yeah.
I'm going to head in the direction of the main office.
Okay.
So as to not blow our cover, which A-Man almost just blew.
What? It would have been more suspicious if I didn't ask that, because now he thinks we're new people, so...
Before he thought we were just members of the cult.
If you could be new members of a cult.
If they weren't expecting new members.
He said they were.
But if they weren't, we didn't know that. We got lucky.
We've seen new people come in and out every day. Because we scouted out for at least a day. So we see new people come in and out all the time. So obviously there had to have been a new batch coming up.
So while you guys are sitting there arguing, they've walked off in the distance. They are officially out of sight. You are mostly alone. You can still see the a few guards running around the gates and a few people headed out for patrol. There are quite a few of the flying patrols in the city constantly circling around. And you guys are sitting here arguing in the middle of the street.
I wasn't arguing in the middle of the street. I was heading towards the main office.
Amen. What are you doing?
I will also head towards the main office.
Okay, so you guys are arguing as you walk towards the main office.
That's fine.
Okay. It doesn't take long to get there. It's really close to the main. You reach a large temple. I guess the best way to describe it is kind of like Notre Dame as far as its architecture goes, but it's far more sinister looking than...
So Notre Dame.
Notre Dame isn't sinister looking. Notre Dame is very gothic appeal, but this basically cranks it up to, yeah, this is not a church for God kind of thing.
This cranks it up to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Or H.R. Geiger.
Yeah, or H.R. Geiger.
No. Not that dark. You guys get to the city, and like I said, it kind of looks like Notre Dame, but up to Ozzy levels. And there are two of the full plate guys standing out front. Unlike the other ones who were wielding swords, these guys actually have big spears. They are standing at the front door of the... So what are you doing?
Gonna go and ask for directions. We're new recruits. We just got here, new recruits. We were told to go to this main office of this here.
Okay, so you head up the stairs and you talk to the guards? Is that what you...
Yes. Yep.
What do you say when you get to the guards?
We're new. We are told to come to the main office, and they were pointed at the cathedral. Can you tell us where to go to check in?
One of the guards examining, where's your guide? Let us see your symbols.
I show him the symbol that I have around my neck.
He checks the amulet, nods. He looks over at you, Abe.
You cut out. What did you say?
He looked at Alton's amulet, nodded, and looked over at you.
I'll also show him my amulet.
He takes a look at it, nods again, and then he goes over and he repeats the question. Where's your guide?
Tell him that everything sort of got discombobulated in the attack earlier, so we sort of got escorted by some other people away from the combat.
So your guide is dead?
Yes.
Enter. And you, now that you've started interacting with this armored guys, there's something very off about them. There's been, like, no emotion. They're almost robotic in their actions.
They're stone guard.
No, they're flesh and blood. You can see skin at the cracks of the armor. And you can see human eyes looking out. But they're very robotic.
They're constructs.
They're possessed. I don't know. Just throwing shit out here.
But yes, they allow you to enter. Do you enter?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, when you come inside, you see a disturbingly but very beautifully decorated interior. There's all sorts of images all over the wall of some weird being that you can't quite describe. And as you enter, you are greeted by a purple robe individual. And up to this point, I believe the robes were all red, I said they were?
No, you said they were black.
Okay, black. But these are purple. He comes up with a purple robe to you and says, greetings. Where is your guide?
Our guide died in combat on our way here.
How unfortunate. May Nog protect him in the after. Do you have your symbols with you?
Yes.
I nod and take out my show my amulet.
He takes the amulets, he looks them over real quick, and he now says, follow me, I will register you. And he walks off down the hall.
I follow him.
All right, you guys follow him. He takes you through, and he starts going on to this big spiel about how Nog is wonderful, and you are very honored to enter his within his followers. And
now, a quick question.
You get the whole spiel through the hallway. Amen?
You said it was Nog, like N-O-G?
Yes. And he goes through, and he takes you to this, well, it looks like a church room, but much smaller. Because the place is an office, even though it's kind of designed like a church, but it does have this little chapel area. And he goes through and he stands behind the podium and he takes a book off the stand. He walks over to you and spins it around and hands you a pen and says, please, sign here. And it's just this big log of names with signatures all through it. And he's opened it to the part where half the page is blank and you can fill it out. Continue down the line.
You guys doing paperwork?
No, we're signing up for a cult. Go away.
I went to go to the bathroom for like 5 minutes.
And they've already sold their souls to the cult.
Wait, is there one paladin?
I'm selling Alton's soul, not mine.
Okay, that's fine. No one gives
a shit. No, it's a bargain deal.
So what do you guys write for names? What do you guys write for names on the book?
Definitely not mine.
So I've scanned over the book. Do I see any repeat names?
No.
Do I notice any sort of pattern to the names? Like, are they just generic names?
Just random name. Give me 1 second, though. Let me go grab my notes. Because my dumbass forgot to grab them.
He forgot to grab what?
His notes.
His notes. Okay. Oh, by the way. Oh, wait, no. Y'all haven't really seen that. I don't know. I'll wait till we all meet up to tell y'all this, I guess.
Okay. So, what names do you sign in the book?
Can I have some example names? Like,
They're all over from various different types. If you're looking for, like, a pattern or similarities between the names, there is none.
That's all I need to know. I'm going to go with just the most generic halfling name there is. Which I honestly, I don't know off the top of my head because I don't know halfling names, but like...
Just give me one.
If there's like a John Smith for halflings, that.
Bilbo's Tall Fellow?
Sure, I don't have my book out on me right now, so I don't know halfling names off the top of my head.
Bilbo's Little Smith.
What do you want to put down, Alton?
I will be Matt Smith.
If one of you don't choose to put Tony Baloney, I'm going to be upset.
I actually know a Matt Smith. That's weird.
Oh, I was doing that off of Doctor Who.
What's the exact name you put?
Hold on, I was looking through the book to look up halfling names.
Oh, you got it. Bilbis Little Smith.
I don't really care what
little
I put down.
Little Simi Shortstack.
I just want it to be believable. That's why I was looking for halfling names.
Dude, anyone who looks at you who doesn't believe the name Sammy Shortstack would be a
nice. Oh, and Galay, I was just thinking the most basic white person name ever, so.
Alton, Ender, Cade, Corin, Eldon, Eric, Finnan, Garrett, Lindell, Lyle, Merrick, Milo, Osborne, Perrin, Reed, Roscoe, Welby. With the family names of Brush Gather, Good Barrel, Green Bottle, High Hill, Hilltopple, Lee Gallo, Tea Leaf, Thorngage, Toscobble, and Underboro.
Osmond, whichever one of the hills were, you said.
Hilltopple?
Yep.
So what's the first name?
You said Osmond?
Those were family names on the last bit. There is Osborne.
Osborne it is, then.
Osborne Hilltopple. Okay. And the cultist, by the way, he never looked at the book. He was always looking at you guys as you signed the names. He closes the book, places it on the pedestal, and says, welcome, brothers Hilltopple and Smith.
Wait, but you said he didn't look at the book.
He didn't.
Whoa. It's almost like they know magic.
Yo.
Or they can read out of the corner of their eyes.
As new associates, you will be given menial tasks for the betterment of Nog. As the longer you stay with us and the more merit you earn, the higher your standing will be amongst your brothers and sisters. For now, and he hands you over each a pamphlet. It's very poorly made. And these are the rules of the city, as well as basic locations for where you can go. May Nog watch over you. And he bows deeply. What do y'all do?
I nod and say, may Nog watch over you, and proceed to exit.
Amen.
I shall nod and say the same. I shall nod and say, may Nog watch over us all, and then exit.
All right. You're allowed to leave unhindered. You now have some basic directions for the city, as well as the rules of the city. The basic laws that all the cultists need to follow.
I read the basic laws.
Do not talk about the cult.
Actually, that's not true. The first one is spread the word of Nog. 2. Never defame Nog. 3. Always praise Nog. Those are the first three rules.
Number 4, spread the word of Nog.
That was number 1.
Yeah, I mean, rule this 4 sounds is like a Tuesday is always taco night.
See, I and was making a Fight Club joke.
After the first three, it goes on to basic mundane stuff. Stuff that you would probably find in any village or city. Don't steal, don't rob, don't kill. Stuff.
And how many rules are there about praising Nog?
Every single one of them has some reference to praising Nog.
Really, hearing a message home, don't they?
Do not steal unless it's in the name of Nog. Things like that.
So basically, do whatever the fuck you want as long as it's in the name of Nog?
Yes.
Christianity in the name of Nog.
Are there any rules about leaving the city?
Yes, actually. Do not leave unless accompanied by a guide.
What about guides? Are they allowed to leave, or do they have to be accompanied by a guide?
It doesn't. You get the feeling that this is a beginner's rule book. Like, maybe higher ranking members have different rules to it. What do you do after you leave the office and have read through the book for?
I'm gonna head towards the barracks or wherever our sleeping area, resting area is.
They don't have assigned areas, but they have designated buildings for sleep. You don't have personal quarters. It's like you're military, right? It's a barracks, but without assigned bunks. You go in, you sleep where you can, and then you leave. There's no place to store your stuff. There's no personal effects, nothing. Just go in, sleep, leave.
Well, that ruins my plan.
You planning on robbing a bunch of people?
No, I was planning on getting the rule book for a guide, so I could pretend to be a guide and leave the fucking city.
Alright, so what are y'all doing? I just need a general idea of what you're doing, because I'm about to go back to the other.
I want to look at the map and try and find, like, a shop of some sort.
There are no shops.
But what's all on the map?
Basically, what you see on the map is you have craftsman area where they basically keep the normal supplies. You have the sleeping area for sleeping. You have the eating area for eating. You have the training areas for people to train. You have several areas of worship. Like, they are all over the fucking place. It is the most common place. And at the very center of the city, you have the Grand Temple, which is where, according to the booklet, Mass is held every third day. That is mandatory attendance for everyone in the city, except for those on emergency patrol.
Do we know what day it is?
No.
Might I suggest trying to figure out where their storage areas are and hiding out over there?
Storage areas are not listed on the map.
How many gates are there?
There is one gate. This it's Helm's Deep, basically, is what you're looking at for a city design. You got one side that's actually open to leave.
I'm going to make my way towards the sleeping quarters. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Alden?
Rest up.
I'm going to head that way, keeping my eye on everyone, taking note of everything, trying to figure out how I can basically present myself as a guide so I can leave and co as I want. Leave and come as I want.
So you're trying to look for a way to pretend to be a guide?
Yeah, basically.
Give me an investigation check. This is going to be difficulty 30. I'm going to tell you straight up. Can you even achieve it?
Did we notice anything distinctive about the guides? Like, any different cloaks or anything like that? Like,
no, they all wore black cloaks. Until that purple cloaked individual, you'd only ever seen black cloak. Yeah, Alton, you can't even... So, yeah, no, you just auto-fit.
I mean, you could always roll that net 20.
Still doesn't apply to skill checks. You'd still fail.
What does it have to be?
30.
Oh, yeah, no.
The highest you could get is a 26. An investigation.
The highest I could get is a 21. Even with a nat 20.
There is a reason that is so high, Alton. I'm not picking on you. You just don't know the reason why. So, while Alton is trying to figure out how to...
Wait.
This guy. What?
I could cast... Is it guidance? No. Enhanced ability? To up his intelligence. And then could he possibly get it?
What would it add to his intelligence?
No, because it'd only give him a plus one.
Is it just plus one? Damn.
Or plus two. Either way, still no. He needs a plus four in addition to what he has in order to get it. And then he still needs to roll an at 20.
Don't you have enhance ability?
That's what he was talking about.
That's what I was talking about.
I thought that added a d4.
That's guidance.
Either way, Alton is trying to figure out how to disguise himself, pretend to be a guide. He's not having much luck distinguishing guides from regular cultists, however. And Alton, you head towards the sleeping area. And while you guys have wandered off, we will head back to the other group, Void, Takluk, and Nyx. You guys arrived at the gates of the city. You're still hidden. What are y'all doing?